الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. O Allah, let Your prayer, Your peace, and Your blessing be upon Your servant and Your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon his family and all his companions. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر. Or you who believe, observing a psalm, the fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may become al-muttaqin, peace, good, God-fearing. Observing Sawm fast is for a fixed number of days, but if any of you is ill or in a journey, the same number should be made up from other days. Shahr Ramadan. Shahr Ramadan is a month of worshipping, is a month of blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the rewards. What you do in the month of Ramadan will be way more than what you do in any other month. So the charity that you give in Ramadan is way more rewarded than the charity that you give in another month. The prayers that you pray during Ramadan, it's way more than prayers rewarded in any other month. So the month of Ramadan is preferred month to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preferred the places, and Mecca is preferred than any other place. The time of the year also, some of it are preferred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is the month when the Quran was ascended. The month of Ramadan is the month of that you recite Quran and your rewards will be multiplied more than any other time. Whatever you do in Ramadan, it will be way more than what you do in another time. So what how you do the best out of Ramadan, because if within the fasting month of Ramadan, you be ready to receive blessings and forgiveness, and also being saved from hellfire. The beginning of the month is blessings. In the middle of the month is forgiveness, and the end of the month you get the reward which is the being saved from the hellfire. But you have to do your work. You have to work to get that level. So what you do, you should set up a plan during the fasting days. So you stay away from anything that's wrong. Even if you have bad habits, you do your best to stay away from these bad habits. You stay away from insulting or backbiting, or of course this is all the time, but especially in the month of Ramadan. Because if you do any of this during the month of Ramadan, your fasting will not be accepted. You should always keep in mind that anything that nullifies the fasting will make your fasting is not accepted. And so the prayer on time, the reciting the Quran throughout the month, that some scholars say at least three times or one time a month, you recite the whole Quran, that will put you into the rewarding for this blessed month. So also the blessed month of Ramadan, it's a month that you self-examine yourself. You examine yourself for what you've been doing, what you're doing wrong to avoid, what you're doing good to multiply or to increase. This is a month that you sit and you examine all your deeds, and you keep in mind about this is a month that you get reward. And also at the end of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. You imagine if you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that you should worship, within one night, you will equal 84 years of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No Muslim no wants to waste this opportunity. So this opportunity that you need to keep it in mind, and also all the time to pray and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you go during the day. Because when you examine, when you self-examine yourself, you're going to find out that the things that you have done that you will not do. You live in Ramadan as a role model for the whole year. Not only the month of Ramadan, you should also live the rest of the year in the same manner. So the month of Ramadan is a month of giving. Giving charities in the month of Ramadan is better than any other giving charities throughout the year. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very generous, and he was most generous, especially during the month of Ramadan. So the month of the charities will be a reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you great rewards that way more than any other time of the year. Ramadan is a month of forgiveness and mercy. This is a month that if you have any issues with anybody, that you forgive and you be merciful and you forgive the people, and that's how you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is a month that the paradise gates are open and the hellfire gates are closed. The devil's chained during this month. So you have an excellent opportunity that you can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the maximum. And you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an expected reward that no other time that you can get. So in the month of Ramadan, the generosity and the kind, to be kind to others, to be kind to others regardless, Muslims or non-Muslims. This is the time to show non-Muslims how the Muslims' ethics will look like. This is the time that everybody in the world knows about it, and they will look for Muslims, they will look at the behaviors of Muslims, and that's the time to show. That's time to tell how the Muslims live, how the Muslims forgive, how the kindness of Muslims would look like regardless to whom. To even to help others and to be generous to others, and to help others to learn about Islam through your behaviors, to learn from you who the Islam is all about. So this is an opportunity that you could be a reason for non-Muslims to become Muslims through your behavior, through your even giving information about what the real Islam is. This is an opportunity. Everybody's paying attention to the Islam now. Everybody knows what this month is all about. And even they are surprised. And even how come you can stay all these hours without food, without drink, without all your necessary needs. So and there are many examples, I'm sure you've been through that through your work and how you can stay all this time without food or drink. And this is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed that He's going to reward it by Himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know, if you do good, you know what you're going to do. But when you fast, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know the rewards. Because this, you fast for the sake of Allah. Because if you are not sincere, you can go and eat and go outside and say that I'm fasting. Only Allah knows if you are real fasting sincerely or not. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you and will know the reward that you're going to get because you do that between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you keep that in mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, with sincerity, this is a time to learn how to be sincere more to the maximum. How to be to forgive, and how to be kind, and how to just show all about Islam through yourself, through your behavior, through your dealings with others. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments during this month. So you be an example of selflessness. So when you give, when you make other Muslims to have their iftars or to invite others to iftar or to give away iftars to any other Muslims, you will get the rewards for this Muslim's fasting without reducing the other Muslims from getting the rewards. So this is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us how to give and how to the joy of giving. You will be most joyful and you will like the giving. When you give, you will enjoy it more than you take. When you give others and to help others, that to enjoy what you enjoy, this the joys of both will be maximized. So this is a way that you can reach a level of iman that is a suitable time, more than any other time of the year. Because this is a time, as I mentioned, the devil are chained, the gates of the paradise are open, and on one gate specifically for the fasting, the people who fast, they have their own gate called Ar-Rayyan. Ar-Rayyan, in the Day of Judgment, the angels will call, where are the fasting people? And only the fasting people will get into the paradise through that gate, Ar-Rayyan. The fasting also will intercede to you for the sake of your fasting, and the Quran and the fasting will intercede for you. The Quran will say, "Oh Allah, let me intercede for him because he stayed all night or stayed at night. I kept him away from sleeping while he was reciting me, and the fast. Oh Allah, let me intercede for him because he." He kept his desires and he did not eat or did not drink for your sake. And let me intercede. So you can have two guaranteed ways for your saving during the Day of Judgment. Quran and fasting. When you fast, not only the month of Ramadan, but also the other days during the year, Monday or Thursdays, or the 3 months, the 13th and 14th and 15th of the month, this is a time to train yourself how to increase this good worshiping habit. This is an excellent way that you can even not only for your rewards for the Day of Judgment, but also for your health. the medical, the material body of yours will benefit from fasting. Because they say 1 year, 1 month a year is the best time of fasting. Or you could say that 1 week a month, or even 1 day a week. But the best is 1 month a year. That's the best time to give yourself, to give your body, to give your stomach, to give your being rest. And you would notice that throughout the month of Ramadan. Throughout the month of Ramadan, you will have this kind of a spiritual feeling that you cannot feel any other time. When you go to the masjid, when you go, it's a time of unity. When you go to pray Taraweeh, this Taraweeh prayer is a way also to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you pray Taraweeh and when you pray Al-Fajr, this is mean that you will get the reward that you are praying all night long. This is like an opportunity to get the maximum of everything. Is just to open your eyes and read and know what you can get out of months of Ramadan is no other time of the year that you can get. As I mentioned, your rewards will be multiplied. Your even whatever you do, even if you give a very small charity, it's going to be multiplied. Not only for certain numbers, but for unlimited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the best out of that. So don't make yourself lose any opportunity during this month, and especially recitation of the Quran, giving charities, making da'wah, giving good words to others, whatever you can do, that will be as a shield for you. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will be like a training course to be like this for the rest of the year. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه سعادة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Month of Ramadan is a month of supplication. There is a certain time of the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your supplication. And one of the guaranteed time is the time before you take your futur, when you break your fast. Before you break your fast, sit and supplicate all good supplication that's come to your mind. You don't have to read supplication, just close your eyes and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all good things for yourself, for your family, for your community, for your country, for the whole Muslims, for the whole world. Whatever you supplicate, good things going to the angels will reply, and it is for you too. So whatever you supplicate for your goodness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. Supplicate for yourself for goodness for this life and for the goodness for the afterlife. So this is a month of supplication. It's a month that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you away from any doing any bad things. Supplicate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you. Supplicate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you. Supplicate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save the Muslim Ummah, to help Muslims throughout the world to be safe and to do well wherever they are. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you also for this month is that you will you will be trained to be patient, because for you to stay without food, without drink throughout all these hours, this is a training course for you to be patient, to keep your anger down, and to help you to do well in your life, in your daily life, more than to be patient for your worshiping on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because not anyone can be patient to keep worshiping in a steady course. But this is a way, fasting is a way for you to do that. So when you supplicate, when you be patient, when you be kind, when you forgive, when you just get all the ethics and all the morals of Islam, and you will find it in the month of Ramadan, that will bring you out of this month pure. Your faith will increase, because the faith will increase and decrease. This is the time that your faith could be the maximum, and it's a way for you to keep it that way throughout the year, not only during the month of Ramadan. So this is also a time that you can look for others, look for your relatives, look for the sick people, look for the needy. And this is a good habit that you see it in the Islamic world, that throughout this year, throughout this month, so people, they give generously. They make people to have their futurs, or to go door to door and give needy people what they need, because basically the people who need, many of them, they may not come out and say, "I need." No, you should know for yourself, and you go out and try to identify such people and help them out throughout this month and throughout the whole year. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this month a blessed month for all of us and for all Muslims throughout the world, and to help us to stay in the right path and to keep us away from any wrongdoing. قول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم واقم الصلاة.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu